Dailies Today.
Dailies Today.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Lagos, Nigeria, welcome to Dailies Today. COVID is still very much around. Put on your mask at all times and please observe all the COVID guidelines. Just inculcate them into your own lifestyle. That's the best thing to do. We're streaming live right now on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is where you can watch right now Dailies Today. Here we go. With the stories that have coming today. Let's start with the Nation newspaper. Front page, Buhari, we won't tolerate ethnic religious violence. Buhari, we won't tolerate ethnic religious violence. It comes with a write-up, prevent conflicts, president tells governors, monarchs. That's the Nation for you today. From the Guardian newspaper, the Guardian is here. Nigeria lacks capacity for COVID-19 vaccine trials, say experts. Nigeria lacks capacity for COVID-19 vaccine trials, say experts. That's from the Guardian newspaper. From Daily Trust newspaper, 20 buried in Ibadan, 5,000 take refuge. 20 buried in Ibadan, 5,000 take refuge. Daily Trust newspaper, we've lost everything, victims. Mike Akeredolu visit burnt market as Hausa community seeks help. Do something now. Matawale, NEF, OPC, tell Buhari, I won't allow ethno-religious violence, president. And he has a picture of the Hausa community there. The women, the children, the governor of the state, and picture of the ruins that followed the violence there at Shasha in Ibadan. Daily Trust is the paper. We're going to move on quickly now to the Vanguard newspaper. Are you watching online? If you're watching, drop your comments below the video live stream and I will take them. Let me know what you think about these headlines we're bringing to you right away. Vanguard newspaper is here right now. Nigeria being set on fire. Northern elders tell FG. Nigeria being set on fire. Northern elders tell FG. That's from the Vanguard newspaper. Lekki tollgate protest. We were stripped naked, says Debo Macaroni. Lekki tollgate protest. We were stripped naked, says Debo Macaroni. Vanguard. If you like to read, please go ahead and pick it up. Shasha VP, Southwest Governors move to avert reprisal attacks. It comes with plenty writers. Akeredolu preaches peace. Criminal acts shouldn't be treated as ethnic conflict. Osinbajo speaking. I will resist fifth columnist from destabilizing Oyo. Makinde speaking there. Investigate clash. OPC charges Buhari. Makinde. We lost property worth millions of naira. Victims. Vanguard with those headlines there. I'm moving on now to go pick up the Punch newspaper. The Punch is here. Ohaneze, Pandef, Afeniferi berate NIS for saying no armed herders. Ohaneze, Pandef, Afeniferi berate NIS for saying no armed herders. We're going to take a look at that story very quickly. It's inside page 2 of the Punch newspaper. There you go. Here we have the story. The Nigerian Immigration Service on Sunday said there were no armed headsmen in the country. The NIS spokesman Sunday, James, who stated this in an interview with one of Punch's correspondents in Abuja, also said that there had been tight security at borders since the introduction of the Migration Information and Data Analysis System. That's on the Punch newspaper today. Okay. All right. You can find similar stories concerning the Ibadan violence last weekend. Daily Independent is next on the table this morning. At 11 trillion naira, deficit monetization fuels inflation, weakens naira. At 11 trillion naira, deficit monetization fuels inflation, weakens naira. That's from Daily Independent newspaper. Rising ethnic violence. Governors mount pressure on Buhari to address Nigerians. Rising ethnic violence. Governors mount pressure on Buhari to address Nigerians. Daily Independent. I'm going to go pick up the This Nigeria newspaper right now. This Nigeria newspaper is here and has this front page headline. Herders, farmers clash. Governors at war. Autumn versus Bala Muhammad. Ganduje versus El Rufai. Some of the utterances reckless. All right. That's from this Nigeria newspaper today. And on the front page of this Nigeria newspaper, you see a picture of a protester, Lekki Toll, on Thursday being arrested. On Saturday, rather. Okay, so there you go. This Nigeria newspaper right here for you. Our last paper on the show this morning is Daily Sun newspaper. Northern Elders to Buhari, Nigeria on fire under you. Daily Sun for you. Northern Elders to Buhari, Nigeria under fire. Nigeria on fire under you. Daily Sun. Okay, let's then take one more story from Daily Sun. Then we go take your reaction to the stories this morning. Evacuate Northerners from Southwest now. Arewa Youth tell region's governors. It comes with two riders. Want Sunday Igboho declared terrorist. 18 travelers abducted in Niger. That's the story from Daily Sun newspaper this morning. Front page. Evacuate Northerners from Southwest now. Arewa Youths tell region's governors. Want Sunday Igboho declared terrorist. 18 travelers abducted in Niger. Daily Sun, the paper for you. Okay, so there you go. The headlines this morning. Let me know what you think. If you're watching online, please drop your comment in the comment section and I will take them. I'll take them one after the other. In the meantime, we're going to start taking your thoughts right now. The telephone that we're using this morning is 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190. That is a studio line this morning. If you're ready, I'm good to go as well. Let's do this.
Talk is what we do.
You know, the youth of Nigeria have historically been apathetic towards the electoral process. There's no way for the youth to participate in mainstream fields like oil and gas, banking, and so on. The youth are actively excluded from those fields. And so we just created our own way in tech.
Informed analysis. Reliable. Accurate.
We actually advocate you get your eyes checked at least once a year. When you go for an eye check, the routine things they check, they do for you is to check your visual acuity. Visual acuity is how good you see. A lot of us don't actually know that we don't see so well. But because, like I said earlier, we can count money, we think we're doing very well.
Your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Dailies Today.
Dailies Today.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And we begin by taking your phone calls on the line 01465-7190. You've got 60 seconds to share your thought with me this morning. Here we go. Please turn off your radio before you call me, okay? Nigeria Info, good morning. I think we lost that call. Let's jump on another one. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Sherry.
Morning to you.
My name is Mr. Olishi, calling you from Ojo.
Welcome. What's your story?
Well, my story is on a governor who said that Nyeti Allah should carry gun, but now denying it. And I don't really understand. If you come to Ojo where we are, see what these Hausa guys normally do. I'm talking of even Alaba International.
Okay.
At times, they carry barrow. When you tell them to come out on the road, they will fight you. Sir, I don't really know whether this country belongs to us or is for a particular region. The whole thing did not start today. It has been for a time immemorial, even since the thing get worse when President Buhari become president of Nigeria.
Okay.
That you cannot talk. Sir, if you enter that place they call Alabarago, you will know that that place is another planet. If you see what they do there, if you see what happened there.
60 seconds. Thank you for calling me. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
Yeah. Sherry, my name is Ifekoya. Calling from Georgia.
Ifekoya, your location is quite noisy. We can't continue with that call, but thanks for trying. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, thank you. Concerning security in this country.
Yes, please.
You and Jimmy Disu, we always, you know, come out to condemn Sunday Igboho.
Is that what we do? condemn him?
That's how I perceive it, because I listen to you people every day.
Yeah, that's your perception. Okay. Okay, it's fair. It's fair.
You know what is happening that day, but pass is now. I think people hear about one muskili wakili, a Fulani man, that asked more than all their followers, killing many rape people there.
No, I've not heard of that.
You are not aware?
No, I'm not.
I know that you say you are not aware.
I am not aware now. Should I say I'm aware when I'm not aware?
Even though if you are aware, you say you are not, because you'll be a government person now. I know you'll be government
person. You know me. How do you know me again? How do you know me again?
I listen to you every day. You are Jimmy Disu. I listen to you every day.
Okay, so that means I'm government Peking, Abi.
You yourself, you know that you'll be government Peking.
No, I don't know that. You are the one that's just telling me now. That's breaking news. Breaking news! Sheriff is government Peking. Thanks for calling me. Nigeria Info, good morning. Oh, we lost that call as well. Do try and call me back, all right, if you can. In the meantime, we'll take another one. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
You see, I saw you be government Peking. They tell you this before, you know they agree. Well done, sir.
Thank you, thank you.
Sheriff, John speaking from Igoji.
Welcome, John. What's your story?
My story is still about the insecurity.
Okay.
And about and also the president saying that he's going to protect.
Right.
I don't see anything he's going to protect. Because I have said this before, that this man is one-sided. And you were arguing with me at that time. But now the thing is unveiling, you can see that the man is one-sided.
What has unveiled now that he's one-sided?
With his appointment, man. You know, I was telling you that, and you asked me, who is the Igbo man? Who is the man that he appoints, and who he did not appoint?
Yes. Are you talking, like, which appointment exactly are you referring to?
About the service chiefs.
Service chiefs. Okay. Service chiefs.
Yes. Okay. I said that, and you were arguing with me.
Because you were wrong, you know, then now. You said he appointed all of them from some place.
I was never wrong. Shirley.
No, but you are wrong now.
You don't agree with me.
No, but you are wrong now. Olonisakin is not from the east now. Olonisakin is not from the north. It's from the west. You understand? So you were wrong then to have said that he appointed,
What about now?
Well, now it depends on what you say, as because they also said that from the beginning, that they are not going to appoint service chiefs based on ethnic sentiment or anything. They're going to stick
to people that were qualified.
Exactly.
And if you look in the whole southeast, where that was neglected, there's no qualified person. Sheriff, I told you sometimes that these people, we are sitting in our comfort zone. When the team bite us so much, we will come out of our comfort zone and fight for our rights. That is just it.
Okay. So, just to be clear, even in the new service chiefs, you have somebody from the South there. Do you understand? Although I subscribe to the opinion that said that somebody from the Southeast should have been put in that position, unless we don't have anybody. I am strongly and firmly making my opinion known on that. Somebody from the Southeast should have been put among the service chiefs. There is no gainsaying that. Yeah, just to be clear. All right. 7:46 is the time. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sheree. Good
morning to you.
Yeah, this Friday from Ibeleri.
Welcome, Friday.
Yeah, see, Sheriff, all the news about this money is just about security.
That's right.
And some people are saying that we should be licensed to carry arms. This arm, Sheriff, are they going to distribute it to us free of charge? Is it a man that cannot feed the student that will be able to carry arms? If you say that all Nigeria will be carrying arms, which means you are expanding the gap between the rich and the poor. The poor cannot buy arm, while the riches can buy arm and buy for their children. They won't become the poor in the society. Instead of us to look at the solution, we are thinking of carrying arm. Carrying arm will never solve the problem. It will never be a lasting solution. Let this president speak now and bring a lasting solution. Nigeria is suffering. Everywhere, everybody is scared.
Thank you, Friday, for calling me. I appreciate it. 7:47 is the time. Lagos, Nigeria. I'm going some thoughts off of WhatsApp. We've not been to WhatsApp today, so let's go do that.
Join the conversation no matter where you are. Download our mobile app by searching Nigeria Info FM on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. Also, get news updates in sports, entertainment, news, and current affairs right on the app. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
We're here now on WhatsApp, so let's get your messages on the air. Adegoke from Lekki says, enough of noise making from the government. They should take swift action to avert looming reprisal ethnic war. Adegoke, thank you for your thought. Let's see who else is here. Patrick from Iyano Ijibo says, it's a pity the very quiet Ibadan that I lived for 6 years, that I lived for 6 years. Please invite some of your callers like Prince Wyers and Alester Wilcox in your station to come and tell us the roles they played installing this government in other radio stations, organizing debate and support against Jonathan. Patrick from Iyano Ejigbo sent that in this morning. Let's take another one from WhatsApp. From Faramaye from Arepo says, it's obvious the security situation in the country is getting out of control and our leaders keep making empty promises to arrest the situation. Faramaye, thank you. Appreciate it as well. You regret voting a man you voted twice. Who is... okay, I'm going to stop there. Thank you for your message, even though uncivil. But yeah, thank you for sending it in. At least you used some kind of money to send that in. Kayode from where? You wrote why here, Kayode. Kayode says, Sheriff, this ugly situation started since the statement of Buhari of 95.7% something. Those from the Nazis themselves superior to the South. Imagine the appointment so far in this regime. Okay, yeah, here we go now with the appointments conversation again. Ralph is in satellite. Ralph says, I feel pain in my heart that the president has not come out to address this monster coming up in a country he's presiding over. Does he actually care about Nigerians? Can these nations survive next 2 years like this? Ralph from satellite is quite worried. This morning. Let's take another one from WhatsApp. We've not been to WhatsApp since 5 a.m. Okay, Patrick is in Nigeria. Patrick says, Nigeria is at a critical juncture. In our time, life does not operate in a vacuum. The failure of our security operatives to effectively police our country has brought about all kinds of militias from the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Scary times. Patrick, thank you for your thought. I'm going to take another one. Let's take two more from WhatsApp. Then after this, then we'll go to Twitter to go take some tweets that have come in. Adebayo is in Lagos. Adebayo says, on the state of the nation, one of the second to the last stanza of our second national anthem. Oh, wow. It's complex. The one of all God of creation says, to build a nation where peace and justice shall reign. Mr. Sheriff, please, which nation are we building? Are we not building a nation where someone somewhere supported the use of AK-47 for killer herdsmen while someone somewhere is seeking amnesty for bandits and someone somewhere was busy clamping down on peaceful protesters? Is that the country we're building? Adebayo is asking that question this morning. Let's take another one. Sorosoke Generation says, I thought PMB knows it all before he got to power. How come he's now clueless? Soon Nigerians will move from their comfort zones and fight for their rights. Okay, thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. I'm going to go to Twitter right now. Let's take some tweets that have come in today. Okay, so here we are on Twitter. Let's take a look at this, about three or four tweets before we move back to the telephone. Fermi the Great Pundit says, the situation of the country has become an us versus them. Sad, we've sat on kegs of gunpowder for long without diffusing them. Now they are blowing up one by one. Sad to see Nigeria in this state and nothing done. Fermi, thank you for your thought. Delaney Roberts says, surely the biggest story for a high-profile news anchor to prosecute is the utter failure of the FG in organizing an effective national quarantine system and a timely rollout of vaccines. If we are talking incompetence, it has to start here. Too hard. Okay, Delaney Robert, thank you for your thoughts. Oh, yeah, let's take another one. This is coming from Joy Forever. It says, it's so surprising under a man the whole world saw as upright and will fight insurgency, but now killing everywhere. He's keeping mute, ruling us by press statement. Fire is raging. God save us all. Police still brutalized on Saturday. Joy Forever, thank you for your thought. I think we should squeeze in one more. Real One says, I think FG and state governors can do better. When farmers were shouting, calling for help, where is FG? State government. Then, now that is leading to chaos and killing the same people in government now calling on FG, I think we can do better as a country. Real One, thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. That came in from Twitter as well. So right now, we're going to go take a few calls before we go to our live streams on Facebook and on YouTube to bring in some calls, some comments there. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sherry.
Morning to you, please. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Ken from Mekin.
Ken, talk to me. 60 seconds. What's your story?
Yeah. I want to talk concerning the insecurity and the...
Let's have it.
I want to have one question now. Now, what is the difference between the president and the governor of Lagos State? What is the difference between both of them in terms of governance? Good morning.
Morning to you. Thank you for calling me. Nigeria, Ifo, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Morning to you.
How are you?
Doing okay.
Yeah, I want to talk on the insecurity of the nation.
Let's have it. 60 seconds.
Yes, it's a negligence that we have allowed for a very long time. Even you see this Northerners, they carry knife, which is also ammunition. And we allowed it. And that now make them to be confident to go and start carrying AK-47. Ordinarily, personally, I will have said, okay, let all Nigerians carry ammunition to defend themselves. But the hunger is too much everywhere now. It will be abused. So what I will advise the president, let us diffuse security arrangements.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Let states have their own police. Let local government have their own police. At least to be able to address this thing as an immediate way of approach.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you. Thank you for talking to me. I appreciate it. I really do. I'm going to Facebook right now. Let's take some comments on Facebook. We're streaming live there. Facebook.com/Nigeria Info FM. Imam Happiness Uko on Facebook says, the rate of insecurity in this country is quite alarming. Some of our leaders are making exciting statements and empty promises here and there. How did we get here? Okay. All right. Surveyor Abdul Karim Muhammad Lawal says, I think President Muhammadu Buhari should come outside and tell Nigerians the truth about these X-Men. Eh? X-Men. Where? Too much movie is not good. Okay. I'm going to go and take another one. I have to stop there. I'll come over. X-Men, where? Dynamics Isua says, it's clear that Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari is incompetent. Chikodili Nweke says, the new line is 01465-7190. I'll take that again. 01465-7190. We want to apologize for the inconvenience this may have caused you guys. I know. But we're working on the original line that you all are familiar with. And as soon as we are able to sort that out, we'll put it back on so that you can call us through that one. But in the meantime, this is a remedial line that we can use for now because the original one that you know is currently down due to some technical hitches. Once we're able to sort it out, we'll put it back up. All right. Let's go to YouTube and take some thought off of YouTube. Let's say Samson Fatoki says, Ogao, Government Peking, I beg. Appeal to your Baba to take charge. Things are gradually going out of hand. Okay. Samson Fatoki put that across on YouTube. Emmanuel Ojo says, why should we lay everything on the federal government when the state and local governments were also voted for? Effective governance in Nigeria can only happen through decentralization. Emmanuel Ojo put that across on YouTube. That is the much we can take this morning. Lagos, Nigeria on Dailies Today, sponsored by MTN Nigeria. Many thanks to MTN for backing this show. It comes up Monday through Friday. Jimmy will be here tomorrow at 7:30 for the Tuesday edition of the Dailies Today, all the way to Friday. He will be joining me from Tuesday till Friday. In the meantime, at 8 o'clock after the news, we will continue with the event that happened at Shasha in Ibadan. I want to hear your explanation, what it means to you. But in the meantime, we'll take a break right now, and I'll be right back with the news. Stay here.